two of three teens charged in the 2016 death of a Wilmington, Delaware high school student were found guilty today. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports on the family court judge's decision.
Following a two-week trial surrounding the death of 16-year-old Amy Joyner Francis, family court judge Robert Coonan found her attacker guilty of negligent homicide and another girl of conspiracy. A third acquitted of conspiracy. All of them are 17 years old and are charged as juveniles. Video evidence viewed multiple times in court showed the attacker dragging Joyner Francis into a bathroom stall and beating her. An autopsy determined Joyner Francis died of sudden cardiac arrest brought on by the physical and emotional stress of the attack, but the report said she would not have died without an underlying heart condition and pulmonary hypertension. Prosecutor Sean Lugg argued in court the three teens planned the attack in retaliation over a routine school conflict.
I hope that the result today begins the healing for the community, for Howard High School, and that sense of normalcy I hope will soon return to that school.
Defense attorneys argued the teens were not aware of Joyner Francis's medical conditions and could not have known the beating would be deadly. Judge Coonan ruled the attacker ultimately caused Amy's death and should have understood the risk of injury in a concrete bathroom. He said evidence shows another girl conspired in the attack. He acquitted the third defendant, who can be seen on video pulling the attacker off Francis during the incident. Defense attorney John Decker says his client, who was the lead attacker, is a good kid and that no side emerges unaffected.
She has a difficult road ahead of her for sure, and that's why we feel deep sadness for everybody who's been affected by this. Not just the family and friends of Amy, but also the family and friends of our client.
Former councilwoman Sherry Dorsey Walker is acting as a spokesperson for Joyner Francis's family.
Had everyone raised their child the way that the Joyner Francis family raised theirs, we would not be here today.
Sentencing for the two teens will take place in May. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.